Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's story is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Mark for bringing Camille's story to my attention. As I have said many times before, I always appreciate these lesser-known stories being suggested. The limited amount of information out there about Camille is really heartbreaking to me. This is a horrendous crime, and honestly, the sentences here are an absolute crime in itself. I don't know. There were several opportunities before Camille died to remove him from the hellhole he lived in. His brother was removed, but the authorities didn't want to step up and save this boy, and so his is another life stolen away before it really had a chance to start. July 2020, Rochester, New York. A mother called 911 in the early morning hours to report finding her son unconscious and not breathing. The large amount of injuries that resulted in this three-year-old losing his life explained away as a simple fall down the stairs. Then how did Camille come to have internal bleeding, akin to that caused by being involved in a high-speed car crash? And why did CPS close a report only 2 months earlier, with the parents spinning the same unbelievable story? This is Camille's story.
Police is saying that the damages that have been done to his body can only be done from a horrific car accident.
Camille Marshall was born June 15, 2017, in Rochester, New York, to mother Andrea Lipton. It isn't clear in my research who Camille's father was, although Lipton did have a younger son to another man, Elliot Morris. And up until the time they split up, Elliot adored Camille and really loved this little boy like he was his own. Camille was a loved little boy, who was known affectionately as Moochie by his extended family. There doesn't appear to be any information regarding this family prior to early 2020, and this is when Lipton entered into a relationship with Anthony Love. Camille had been living with Lipton's ex-partner, Tawana Marshall, and now Lipton had a new love in Love. She wanted her son back. Now, to clear this up, Camille had Tawana's surname and he called her Mum, but she had no legal guardianship over the boy. And because of that, Tawana was forced to hand Camille back over to Lipton and Love. After this point, the extended family would later report they rarely saw Camille and his brother. That any time they would ask to see the boys, there was always some sort of excuse. They had plans or they were sick. Remember too, the pandemic was rife in this time period, so lockdowns only gave Lipton more of an excuse to isolate her sons. This was all too much for Lipton's other son's father, and he would petition the family courts for sole permanent custody of their son, Camille's little brother. And in April 2020, Elliot Morris would place a report into Child Protective Services after seeing his son with a swollen black eye and a concussion, Lipton claiming it was because the toddler was knocked over by the family dog. Now, it really bugs me when these people blame the dog, who isn't able to stand up for itself. But this little boy would be removed from the home and placed with his dad. Monroe County CPS opened another case into the potential abuse of little Camille, reportedly unrelated to Elliot's complaint about his son. And CPS launched an investigation 2 months before Camille died. This was after the local hospital's emergency department alerted CPS to the toddler's injuries. Lipton would tell CPS that Kamir suffered from bruises that were all over his body after he had a tumble down the stairs. Now, this seems worthy of a further investigation to me. There are alarm bells going off in my former CPS social worker brain. However, Monroe County CPS does not agree with me. And I guess I do have the luxury of hindsight here. Regardless, CPS would close their report, no further action. On one of the rare occasions family got to see Kamir, only about a month before his death, 3-year-old Kamir was going to spend the day with his godmother, Dier Phillips. Dier would later claim that Love didn't seem happy she was taking the boy, and that Kamir had an injury to his head, but nothing suggested to her that there was any type of abuse going on in the home. This would be the last time anyone outside of Lipton and Love would see Kamir alive again. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to traceminerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
July 11th, 2020, 2 a.m. Lipton called 911 screaming that her son was not breathing and that he was cold to the touch. When first responders from Rochester Fire Department and EMS arrived at the apartment on 240 Avenue C, they found Kamir lying on the floor in the bathroom unresponsive, wearing only his underwear. He had a bruised eye that was almost swollen shut and other lacerations covering his body. Paramedics attempting CPR in the ambulance en route to Strong Memorial Hospital. And they did manage to regain Kamir's pulse before losing it again at the hospital. Due to just how severe his injuries were, he would be transported to Golisano Children's Hospital, where Kamir would be placed on life support. It was here doctors discovered a whole host of injuries to the boy. Kamir's body revealed, aside from the bruising and lacerations, they were all over his tiny body. He had a broken pelvis, a lacerated spleen, and internal bleeding. I'm going to say the words I've said far too many times for my liking, but Kamir's injuries were consistent with a child being in a high-speed car accident. Unfortunately, after 3 days in intensive care, doctors considered there was nothing else they could do. July 14th, 2020, Kamir would succumb to his injuries and pass away, never regaining consciousness. Due to the significant injuries to Kamir, this was an obvious case of child abuse, and police wanted to speak to the only people that could be responsible: his mother, Andrea Lipton, and her boyfriend, Anthony Love. According to Lipton, she left Kamir with Love on the day in question while she went to work a shift at the Burger King. When she returned home, Lipton found Kamir unresponsive, Love telling her that the 3-year-old had fallen down the stairs. Now, when authorities spoke with Love, he told them the boy had suffered from an asthma attack days earlier and had fallen, which is how he got his injuries. But none of this made sense considering the extent of what doctors found on Kamir. Anthony Love's niece would speak to the news media in support of her uncle. She said that while it wasn't clear exactly what happened, Love would never have hurt the boy. And then she said one of the most ridiculous and disrespectful things I've ever heard about a child that has just died: that Kamir had a large head and was prone to falling down.
Things are not adding up. My uncle knows, and she knows.
This woman asked us not to use her name, but says she has had regular contact with her uncle. Family members say Andrea Lipton returned from her job at Burger King to find Moochie unconscious.
I would ask him what really happened. Like, what happened? Okay, the baby, he fell down the stairs, and then what? As far as him hurting the baby, I can't I can't make that judgment.
Nothing was adding up to investigators. The injuries to Kamir were not a result of a simple fall down some stairs once. Things went further down the sus pool when basically immediately after Kamir died, Lipton started a GoFundMe to help pay for funeral expenses. And you all know how I feel about this. But in the description, she really didn't give any information about what happened, just that he died unexpectedly and she needed financial help. Anthony Love was arrested and charged with second-degree murder. 2 days later, Andrea Lipton was also arrested and charged with second-degree manslaughter. Investigators reasoning that even though Lipton allegedly wasn't home when her son was fatally injured, she knew about the abuse to Kamir earlier and did nothing to intervene and seek medical care for the three-year-old. The prosecution's case was that Kamir would still be alive today with proper medical attention. Lipton had actually sent a friend a text message earlier on the day of the 911 call, and she said she didn't know what was happening but was too scared to go home, because Love had sent her a text message that Kamir had had an accident and had soiled his bed. But that wasn't all. Video evidence was also uncovered from the family home where 3 days before the 911 call, Lipton was seen carrying an obviously incapacitated Kamir and placing him on the ground. Heartbreakingly, this sweet little boy appeared to be in significant pain and unable to move on his own. Kamir's autopsy would show that he would have had life-threatening injuries even then, causing traumatic internal bleeding leading to the cardiac arrest he would have 3 days later, from which he would never wake up from. January 2022. Anthony Love's criminal trial would commence in front of presiding judge Justice Victoria Argento. Prosecutors arguing that Love had brutally beaten the child, resulting in his death. Jurors deliberated for 3 days, with 11 out of 12 being set on a murder conviction. Quote, many of us tried to the bitter end for hours and hours. Unquote. Ultimately, though, Love would be acquitted of second-degree murder and found guilty of first-degree manslaughter. And then on March 3, 2022, Justice Argento sentenced Anthony Love to 25 years in prison and 5 years post-release supervision, the maximum sentence possible for a first-degree manslaughter conviction. Love did not speak during sentencing, eyes facing the floor, unmoved and seemingly unaffected. Love is currently serving his sentence at Attica Correctional Facility, a maximum security prison in Wyoming County.
The one thing that really stands out to me is that for every injury Moochie had, the defendant, he had a excuse for every injury that was inflicted on Moochie. He either had a story behind it or a reason why this happened. Basically, he had somewhere to put the blame.
Throughout the case, we talked about holding the government to their standard of proof on each count, and they had to prove beyond a reasonable doubt. And I watched this jury. I watched their questions. I watched their the review of the evidence, and they certainly, in my estimation, struggled with both, followed the rules, and came to the conclusion they did.
April 2022 was Andrea Lipton's turn to face the judge and jury. Lipton's defense attempting to argue that their client had been abused sexually, physically, and psychologically throughout her life. But Judge Argento didn't believe it was a reasonable defense. Lipton would be found guilty of second-degree manslaughter, the prosecution successfully arguing she delayed getting medical help for her son. And then on June 30th, 2022, Andrea Lipton was sentenced to only 7.5 to 15 years in prison for her role in three-year-old Kamir Marshall's death.
Before a judge and jury, Andrea Lipton wiped tears from her eyes as her 911 call played out from the early morning of July 11th, 2020. At that moment, just before 2 a.m., her three-year-old son, Moochie, was unconscious at their Avenue C home. Assistant District Attorneys say Moochie would still be alive today with proper medical care.
What we intend on proving is just that she took conscious, substantial, and unjustifiable risks that her son's death would occur here by failing to provide him with medical care and continuing to leave him in the care of Anthony Love.
Several first responders testified, including a Rochester firefighter who tried to bring Moochie back to life through CPR. They said paramedics regained Moochie's pulse, but it was lost again at the hospital. Lipton's attorney, Joe D'Amelio, called on the jury to not let their emotions over the case affect their decisions. Meanwhile, Moochie's family is reflecting on the end of one trial and the beginning of another, and relying on one another for support.
Everything's happening so fast. Like, a month ago, he was just being sentenced. Now we're here, and it's her trial. We just keep support of each other. We keep a tight bond on each other.
Lipton's former partner, Elliot Morris, would speak to the news media of his guilt for not being able to save Kamir. That's while he was able to remove his son from the environment. He was still worried about the three-year-old who he loved. And Elliot wished he could have done more to protect the boy's safety. Quote, especially after having to remove my son from the situation and not being able to remove Moochie because he's not my son. That plays on me to this day. Unquote. Kamir's godmother, Dier Phillips, also read a statement to the news media, and she said she was grateful to the jurors for their civil duty and understood that they may have felt like they let the family down, but she wanted them to know that wasn't the case. All they wanted was justice, and the guilty verdict would stay with Lipton forever. Even after her eventual release back into society, she would always be marked with the title of child killer. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at traceminerals.com.
Kamir would be described by those who knew and loved him as a live wire and a free spirit. Sweet, calm and playful. Despite his young age, he was just the type of kid that went out of his way to make everyone happy. And he was always laughing himself. Kamir's favourite TV shows were Paw Patrol and Power Rangers. He loved taking selfies. Kamir loved to chat and to tell you all about his day. And he was always hungry, especially for his favourite food, oatmeal. Quote, that's Moochie. He loved to eat. He loved to play and he loved his brother. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice, and subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by CS. Additional writing, hosting and production was by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to traceminerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to tracemineral.com and feel the difference minerals make.